And joining us now, Michael Bauer, our correspondent, has been following what's happening with the Biden administration and Russia. Ah, always a nemesis, isn't it? Always. Are we heading back to the Cold War, Michael? I mean, what's going on here?
Not quite Red Dawn era kind of Cold War still here. But yet there is, I think, an edge to this that feels very Cold War-like. President Biden saying he remains dedicated to future cooperation with Russia, only hours after his administration announced sanction on Russian companies and individuals in retaliation for meddling in U.S. politics and hacking its computer networks. One of the big elements was the first time you had a formal blaming of Russian intelligence for last year's SolarWinds cyber attack, which targeted federal agencies like the Treasury, Energy, and Homeland Security departments. We're hearing from U.S. officials who are still trying to calculate the damage done there, that it was all part of an intelligence gathering mission to amass U.S. secrets for the Russian government. And that's why you saw the Biden administration punish six Russian companies involved in that cyber espionage yesterday, as well as 32 people and entities that they say were involved in election interference, not just in 2016, where they were certainly spreading conspiracy theories to undermine the faith in the election process. But also, they say here in 2020, where Putin ordered cyber and disinformation campaigns to help former President Trump in his unsuccessful bid for reelection. So, boom, let's get them. And then let's also kick out 10 Russian diplomats that have been expelled now from the U.S., some of them representatives of Russian intelligence agencies themselves. So that's what Biden says is his proportionate move based upon those actions towards Russia. Russia, of course, saying, look, anything you do as far as sanctions go, we're going to consider illegal and we will retaliate in kind. So the expectation is we'll see that retaliation. And that sounds very Cold War-esque.
Yeah, it does to me as well. And let's face it, you know, we have two big power nations like the United States and Russia getting into it like this. It's not good for the rest of the world. It's not good for us. It's not good for Russia. And when they talk about retaliation, are they talking about, what's good for the goose is good for the gander as far as sanctions and shutting doors on other opportunities to continue a relationship? Or are they talking about ramping it up a little bit, maybe some military action?
I guess that's a great question, JT, because I guess that depends on whatever the Russians decide means retaliate in kind means. Because it would seem that that would be sort of that tit-for-tat reciprocal expulsion of U.S. diplomats and maybe holding on and freezing U.S. accounts in Russia, something like that. But, and I think this is part of the plan that the Biden administration is preparing for, you know, we have heard from plenty of congressmen and women yesterday that this was not a far enough step for Biden, that he should do more. But it looks like a part of that plan is understanding that there would be retaliation from Putin and from Russia here. And so as you're waiting to see, okay, is that just simply sanctions again for the U.S., or are you going to bring more troops to the Ukraine border, as is a concern? Because if that's the case, what are you going to do to ratchet this up? And that's where maybe these things that didn't get done yesterday could get done, like sanctioning the companies that are building the Russia to Germany Nord Stream 2 pipeline, bringing fuel from Moscow to parts of Europe. That's 95% complete. But if you were to sanction some of those companies, you might be able to shut that whole thing down. And that would be a big loss to Russia, or even closing all five Russian consulates in the U.S. Those kinds of things are steps that still could be taken that they may be holding off on to see what it is that Russia is going to do next.
Yeah. When you're talking about reaction from Congress on this, is it Democratic reaction, Republican, or both?
It seems that bipartisanly there was support for this action taken by Biden yesterday. Similarly, bipartisanly, there was concern that it didn't go far enough, that maybe more needed to be done, specifically as it pertained to the hacking portion of this. But again, this is where Biden wants to say, look, I'm giving you something here. He gave the heads up to Putin this was coming on Tuesday. He kind of told him, look, be prepared. We've got sanctions coming your way, and then released that information yesterday. So it'll sort of depend here. I mean, it looks like it's bipartisan on both sides. Both the happiness and unhappiness could have been more. But whether or not Biden goes further with future steps will clearly depend on what it is Putin does next.
Well, perhaps the shirtless Putin will jump on his horse and ponder the actions here and get things back on the right track. But you really can't trust. You can't trust Russia. You can't trust China. You can't trust North Korea. You can't trust Iran. I mean, this is, you know, pretty much the same old with Russia, it seems to me.
I think you're right. And this is getting to that place where it starts to feel like we're going to have another Cold War movie based upon this portion of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.